Welcome to Early Birds Club for Kids Bedtime Stories. Listen to stories filled with love, moral values, and inspiration. The title of today's story is The Rabbits and the Elephants. Once upon a time, there lived a herd of elephants in a dense jungle. Their king was a giant elephant named Chaturdanta. There was a big lake in the middle of the forest where all the animals went to drink water. Once, it didn't rain for an entire year and the lake became dry. The scarcity of water was a cause of concern for the elephants, and they decided to move to a nearby forest that had a lake named Chandrasar. It was a freshwater lake that never went dry even if there were no rains. The elephant herd set out for the lake Chandrasar and were delighted upon reaching there. They enjoyed a refreshing bath in the lake and spewed water on each other with their trunks. After bathing and quenching their thirst with the sweet water of the lake, the elephant herd entered the deep forest. A colony of rabbits had their burrows around the lake area. On their way to the jungle, the mighty elephants accidentally stamped the rabbit burrows under their feet. Thus, many rabbits were either killed or were severely injured. This unfortunate incident terrified the rabbits, and they all decided to find a solution to this menace. The rabbits knew that they were no match for the giant elephants and concluded that the forest was no longer safe for them. The rabbits decided to move away from that forest and look for a new home. However, a wise old rabbit named Lambakarna advised them to remain calm and told them that he had a better plan in mind to deal with the situation. "Don't worry, friends," said Lambakarna. "Wait and watch how I drive these unruly elephants away from this forest." The next day, Lambakarna sat on a high rock in the middle of the path leading to the lake. When the elephant herd passed by him, the rabbit addressed their king in a stern voice and said, "Oh, cruel elephant king, you all have trampled many of my relatives and friends under your feet. I am the king of rabbits, and I stay in heaven with the moon god. You have incurred the wrath of the moon god by your callous behavior, and your end is now near." The king elephant was frightened to hear this and pleaded for mercy. "Please take me to the moon god and I shall ask for his forgiveness." "All right," said the clever rabbit. "See me at the lake tonight and I shall try to appease the moon god on your behalf." The elephant king reached the lake at night as advised by the rabbit. It was a silent moonlit night and a mild breeze was playing on the surface of the tranquil lake. The rabbit asked the elephant to look carefully into the lake. When the elephant king looked into the lake, he saw the reflection of the full moon in the water. Just then, a mild breeze blew and the reflection of the moon appeared wavy. The rabbit pointed at the moon's reflection and said, "Can you see how annoyed the moon god is with you all? Better ask for his mercy before a curse befalls your herd." The rabbit's warning terrified the elephant king, and he bowed before the moon god in repentance for their deeds. The elephant king promised the moon god that he would retreat to another forest with his herd and would never revisit the lake. Thus, the wise old rabbit was able to save the other rabbits from the elephants and ensured that they lived happily together for a long, long time. The moral of this story is, wit can win over might. Sleep early, Wake up early for a positive and a successful life. Good night.